Under the terms of the lease, the borough is paying around $500,000 annually for the rent of 16,500 square feet of space in the former Whitecliff School building. As of January of next year, 1308 properties can adjust the rent for inflation every 2 years. The lease includes an option that allows the borough to purchase the entire Whitecliff building for around $9.5 million. The borough also has the option to purchase the first 2 floors of the building for $7.75 million. The borough originally owned the former elementary school but sold it to 1308 Properties with the understanding that the company would renovate it and then lease the building back to the borough with the option to purchase. During an assembly work session on the proposed purchase, 1308 Properties co-owner Pete Dawson says it would have likely cost the borough significantly more to have renovated Whitecliff itself.
I truly believe we saved the borough years in the process and also millions of dollars to get to this end result.
1308 Properties representative Mike Bayless said the historic building was in poor condition and had been condemned by the fire marshal before his company completed the major renovation. He says the company sought to, quote, over-deliver on the borough's renovation expectations.
We believe the borough staff appears to be happy in the building. The quality of the building, we feel, is good. The operating costs of the building, we feel this is a very efficient building within the community in comparison to other buildings. Location and parking, I don't think there's a government building in town that has better location and parking accessibility.
As of last month, the Assembly expressed interest in purchasing part or all of Whitecliff. Assembly members in June directed borough manager to begin negotiations for the purchase of the building for less than the asking price. In a memorandum to the Assembly last month, borough manager Dan Bockhorst said the asking price exceeds the full and true value of the property. During his presentation before the Assembly on Monday, Dawson said Whitecliff was a custom building built to the borough's specifications. He says the proposed building purchase price is less than a number of planned or recently built public buildings in Ketchikan. Even if the borough paid full asking price, Bockhorst told the Assembly that the purchase of Whitecliff makes more financial sense than renting.
Rather than continuing to rent the existing 16,504 square feet, we can purchase for virtually the same price currently the entire first 2 floors of 25,959 square feet. There is an escalator provision in the lease agreement that, depending on the rate of inflation, in 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now, we could be paying $800,000 a year rent. So it is very clear that it makes sense fiscally to purchase some portion of this building.
Bockhorst says the borough has $6 million in its land trust account that it can use to make a down payment on the building. Even with partial financing, he says the borough's monthly costs would go down significantly.
If we made a $6 million down payment and purchased the entire building, the cost would be roughly $240,000. $240,000 a year versus $500,000 currently. And that $500,000 is subject to an escalation provision that could grow substantially. The $239,000 would be fairly stable.
Bockhorst told the Assembly that borough staff is pursuing a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to help with the purchase of Whitecliff. Borough Finance Director Mike Hout says it's likely that the borough could even buy the building outright, as the borough is anticipating its unencumbered reserves will grow from around $14 million to $24 million. But Assemblymember Glenn Thompson says the borough could quickly deplete its reserves if it decides to pay cash for Whitecliff.
With $14 million, you take $4 or $5 million out for a general fund reserve, which our auditors recommend, and you take a prudent amount out. Do we want to spend all of our money on Whitecliff? What happens when we come up with something for, say, for instance, a good example would be the South Point Higgins Beach money. Do we want to roll that money over and take a look at buying Coast Guard Beach? Are we limiting the other things that we can do down the road? What, if any, money are we going, as an area-wide basis, going to be putting into the library project? What other public works projects do we have coming up down the road that might be involved in the land trust or public works? So if we spend the lion's share of that money and write the check, there is an opportunity lost there. And I just don't want everybody to get the impression that we're somehow flush with cash.
Thompson reminded the assembly that there were $13 million in overruns on the Schoenbar Middle School renovation project. Assemblymember Mike Salazar made a motion to purchase the White Cliff building. The motion was supported by Assemblymember Mike Painter.
I think we need to drive the final nail into the deal and purchase the building.
Thompson sought to amend the motion to require the authorization of voters before any purchase could be finalized.
But I'll tell you, the only vote I've had in the last 6 years on the assembly that I wasn't completely comfortable with was the one for White Cliff, because basically we encumbered this borough and we put the citizens and the voters on the hook for $10 million and $500,000 a year and didn't give them a bite of the apple. We are a second-class borough, and when we're going to put people in debt for that kind of money, they need a bite at the apple. And I think this would be a way of doing that. Yeah, we've got the money. Probably if this goes through a financing, a bond, obviously would have to go to the voters. But this would be their way of saying, yeah, we agree that this is a good idea, and not just seven people sitting around a table thinking that spending $10 million because we have it in the bank is a good idea.
The assembly rejected Thompson's motion in a 2-4 vote. Thompson and Assemblymember Agnes Moran were the two assembly members to vote yes. Ultimately, the Assembly approved the motion to purchase White Cliff in a 5-1 vote, with Thompson casting the sole no vote. Following the vote, Thompson took aim at his fellow Assembly members for their decision not to place the issue before voters.
I hope everybody at home takes note of how this body voted tonight and takes into account at the next election, because I don't think that it was appropriate for us to spend $10 million of the borough's money without giving the voters a bite of the apple. And I think this is totally inappropriate, and I'm completely opposed to it. Thank you.
Final terms of the sale and financing must still be approved by the assembly. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.